compassionate concern and expert guidance day or night, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home is the one to call. You can trust them to take care of every detail at a time it matters most. Located in Wausau, Marathon, Edgar, and Athens, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home, friends you've trusted and depended on since 1914. Krasowski Dental offers the most effective cosmetic and neuromuscular dentistry procedures and treatments. When you walk through the doors, you'll experience an incredibly comfortable and pleasant atmosphere where you'll be treated like family. Krasowski Dental offers 24-hour emergency service and care so you don't have to wait, and offers many of the newest dental technologies and perks to make your dental experience comfortable and less stressful. Schedule your appointment now with Krasowski Dental, North 17th Avenue, Wausau.
Don't you just love a good football game? Don't you just love a new car or a new truck or a new motorcycle? And don't you just love saving money? Then you'll love Clover Belt Credit Union, your go-to team for saving money with a great rate vehicle loan. Great rates are what make Clover Belt the leader in vehicle loans. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, ATVs, if it's got a motor and it rolls on wheels, Clover Belt Credit Union has the great rate financing you want. Give us a call and we'll get your great rate loan rolling. Clover Belt Credit Union, your team for great rates.
The Dirks Group started in 1999 as an alternative to traditional IT service providers. From the start, they focused on customized solutions for the needs of each client. Today, they serve over 400 customers from locations in Wausau and Eau Claire. Go to dirksgroup.com for more information.
Charity's Bar in Marathon City. Great food, great service, a great place to meet friends. Come on down and watch the game or just hang out. It's Charity's Bar on County Road and in Marathon City.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools, where education is embraced by the Christian faith and students are held to a high standard of academic excellence. Schedule a tour and learn what it means to be a Newman Catholic Cardinal. Visit NewmanCatholicSchools.com to learn more.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Not only are we welcoming you back to the Sully's College football page here, but Sully knows the school songs for a lot of universities.
Yeah, well,
don't you?
I want you to know, Joe, you just committed sacrilege as far as the great state of Alabama goes, because you interrupted their song.
They need a lot more interruption. Well, not as of late. Anyway, welcome back to the Sully's College football page. I'm Joe Nino, sitting in for Chad Holmes. With us is John Rosemurgy, representing Sun Printing, who is our sponsor this week. John, welcome to the show. Give us a little spiel about Sun Printing and what they've got going on there.
Yeah, and before, John, don't mean to embarrass you.
Sorry,
yeah,
please do.
Our other sponsors.
We're taking over.
But, you know, the fact is, John, we are able to, you know, as Sully's College football page and through WXCO, we're able to donate to the Hager House, the Women's Community, the Children's Miracle Networks, St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, Humane Society, and a variety of other charity nonprofit organizations within the community. And I just wanted to point out that without Sun Printing and our other sponsors, none of that happens. And so the first thing I wanted to do is thank you for our sponsorship, and to let you know, because of that, John, we're able to do some things that really we're really proud and happy to be part of.
Well, thank you, Sully. We appreciate your business and everything you do, and just the fun that you bring in every time you walk in the doors over at Sun Printing.
Well, and I got to tell you,
people come out of the back. People come out of the back to talk to Sully.
Yeah, well, they want to see if it's true that I'm this brain dead.
What's he wearing today?
But I got to tell you, John and I and his wife April and Carmen Siegel, we played trivia sometime, and John is no questions about the best trivia player that's on our team. He knows things that nobody in their right mind knows or cares about, but he knows them. So
always good there. Somehow it got stuck in there.
Sully told me the other day he got a puzzle, and he's like, he was really proud because he got it done in like 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
And he goes, I thought I did really well because it said 8+ years. Anyway, rolling into that. Way to go, Sully. So tell us a little bit about Sun Printing, John.
Well, I will say there's a lot of new things happening over at Sun Printing, but I do want to talk a little bit about just the abilities that we have. I think a lot of people, when they think Sun Printing, they think business cards and business forms, that sort of thing, brochures. And yes, we do all that, but there's a lot of other things that Sun Printing does that people may not be aware of. So I guess in addition to the print, you know, we offer creative services for development of logos and just layout, that sort of thing. We'd offer mailing services and web development, easy for me to say. I'm not a professional speaker like you guys. We also have fulfillment, where we carry other people's inventory and help them kind of distribute that. Large graphics, so we're able to do graphics on windows, vehicles, signage, banners, canvas prints like I see around the studio here, swag, like the promotional items, kind of like this fine Sully's College football gear that I'm sporting today. So,
So it looks good. Like thank you. Thank you. Does a lot.
Well,
I wasn't aware of that.
Awesome. And a lot of people that I talk to aren't aware of that. And the other part that's really very, very exciting for us right now is that we're in the process. We're in collaboration with Hireman out of Green Bay and Delzer out of Waukesha. So we are three businesses that are now one.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So you we're going to get it up.
I just got to mention one thing. You know, over the years, I've spent more time with basketball than football as a coach. But we used to do camps at Waukesha at Carroll College.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the most confusing town I have ever been in. We'd go out.
A lot of one-way streets.
And then we'd come back, and they're all circular. We constantly...
That's hard to navigate.
Yeah, we kept ending up at the hospital. So I wasn't sure how we managed to do that, but nonetheless. So that's my Waukesha.
Yeah, that's it. You can get in, but you can't get out.
Yeah. Didn't you get lost in downtown Ringgold, though? Just kidding.
I could navigate on the south side of Chicago, but not in Waukesha.
Yeah, yeah.
All righty. We're getting into the 10-game challenge now. We're going to go with the first game. John, you're up first. This is Michigan State up against UCLA.
I see UCLA in an upset.
Oh, okay, Johnny, and that's a good pick based on what they did last week. You know, they upset Penn State. Mm-hmm. And we were debating about momentum. Does it carry over or is it established in each game? But nonetheless, we're gonna part company here, John, on our first one. I'm going to go with Michigan State at home.
Okay.
I think Jonathan Smith is the answer to what Michigan State has been looking for in terms of a coach. So I think they find a way against UCLA as they come back to earth after beating Penn State.
Moving on to the second game, we have got Utah-Arizona State. Sully, you lead it off with this
one. Yeah, you know, Kurt Whittingham, the coach at Utah, I've always been a big supporter of his, big fan of his. Arizona State, Kenny Dillingham had a great year a year ago, but I'm going to take Utah at home. I'm going to say Utah gets done what they've been trying to get done since 2 years ago. They struggled a year ago. So I like Utah, John.
Okay. I also like Utah, Sol.
Okay.
For those same exact reasons.
There we go.
Perfect.
So. I thought so. I read your notes, John. Yeah.
You can read upside down.
Hey, that was an education.
You were? No, I'm kidding.
Well,
moving on to Texas Tech, Kansas. This is you here first, John.
Texas Tech and Kansas.
You know, that's where the house fell on Dorothy or the witch or one of them.
Oh, that is, yeah, that
and
is
she
true.
She had the pink or red slippers on her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think they were red.
Yeah, well, Waldo. Waldo looked like right. Waldo.
I'm going to go with Texas Tech on this one.
John, I couldn't agree more. This is the best team that oil money can buy. I mean, Texas Tech has spent tons of money, and they've got more than tons, and they are really good. And so I think that Texas Tech is clearly the best team in the Big 12, and I think today's going to be another example.
Awesome. All right, moving on to the fourth game of the lineup here. We got Notre Dame, NC State. I wonder where you're going to go with this.
Well, you know, 2 weeks ago, I did pick Arkansas, you know, to get that done against the Irish. I want you to know I spent the whole week in confession after Notre Dame scored 400 points against them.
Did you get 100 lashings?
Yeah. I'm not making that mistake, although I got to say, you have got to watch NC State's running back. He is one of the best in the country, and he's averaging, I'm glad you guys are sitting, he's averaging 7 yards a carry. So they give him the ball on first down a lot because they are typically second and short. But it doesn't matter. Notre Dame will, if nothing else, Notre Dame will outscore him. And so the Irish get this done.
Yeah, I like Notre Dame as well, Saul. I got awesome. A nephew going there right now. Actually.
Well, you got the green on, you,
you
know,
do.
So yeah, you're good. Really St. Paddy's Day, you're good.
It doesn't say Irish, it says Sully's.
It says Irish in between the lines, you know, on the hat.
If Notre Dame ever changes their name, it's going to be called Sully's.
I would think. University of Sully's.
Yes. Moving on to the fifth game here, we've got USC up against Michigan. We kind of showcased this a little bit earlier, Sully, and I believe this is John.
John's always on the odd, and I'm on the even.
Yeah, and you
whatever
got
them that mean.
They're all odd.
Yeah.
You see Michigan? I want to go Michigan.
Taking the Wolves.
No, okay. I am.
You know, last year they played one of the best games I saw all year. SC scored with about a minute to go. Michigan drove down and scored with a few seconds left and won the game. I think this year it's going to be a little different. They're not in at the big house. They're out in the Coliseum. Mm. And I'm going to separate again, John. I'm going to take the Trojans over the Wolverines.
Okay.
That'll be an interesting game.
Should be a good one.
Yeah. Moving on to the next one.
Right, then now we got John going to.
Oh, I thought John picked already.
No, he talks about Sun Prince.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
I thought I did that, Saul.
See, you do that again, John.
I do it again.
Yeah.
We need to go back to the Flintstone Danes. It brings some paper back.
Yeah, you know.
Anyway, so John, we're halfway through the Pick'em contest here. Okay. Tell us a little bit more tidbits of Sun Printing.
Well, actually, the history of Sun Printing goes back to the 50s. And, you know, we're actually in a second, third generation family-owned business with Katie and Kurt Kiefer still. At the helm, so.
Well, Kurt and Katie were students of mine, as
really?
Was Carla and Kevin.
Yeah. Okay.
So that explains some of the difficulties they've had over the years. But nonetheless, they clearly have been able to overcome them because what they did there, you know, from the family through has been terrific.
Right. Yes. Awesome. Yeah, so we have deep roots in the Wausau community, and those roots aren't going anywhere, even with, you know, the collaboration between Hireman
and environment's got to be a little challenging. But thank you for those comments on Sun Printing. Yeah. We're going to take our break here and get to the second five.
We'll just keep going.
We're going all the way through?
Yeah, we'll just keep going.
All right.
Perfect. All righty. Now we're moving on to Illinois and Ohio State. I don't know if you have them organized here, Sully. By
Ohio State is the way we do the site, it's kind of backwards. We have the home team listed first. Yeah.
It's backwards.
It was one of those things. You know, I've got the best web designer in Nick Sweeney you could possibly want.
And is he a sponsor?
Nick is the one that makes this work.
I know. I got you.
You know, and when I wrote it down, I wrote it backwards. So this was nothing to do with Nick. This is all self. But nonetheless, so you've got Ohio State visiting the Illini.
Mm.
And, you know, as much as I like what Bielema's done there and as much as I like Luke Altmyer, who I think is, you know, you could make a case for him being the most effective quarterback in the Big Ten, it won't matter.
No.
Ohio State is just too talented, too many places, so the Bucks win this game.
Just too good.
Yeah, that too, John. Yeah. That too.
All righty. Where are we at here? John, have you commented on this one?
I got to go Ohio State as well.
Yeah.
Got to.
You know, I'm just going to throw a wild card out there. I think Illinois is going to pull off the upset in this
game. Really?
But anyway, moving on to the next one.
I hope you're right.
So moving on, Texas A&M and Florida.
And John, you're up, John.
Gotta go A&M. Gotta go A&M.
Boy, I'll tell you, this is, I like that Michigan State, Michigan SC game.
Yeah.
I really like this game, too.
Oh, yeah.
Florida, what they did last week, when they got that done, and Billy Napier is under more pressure, and everybody wants him fired, and then he wins games he's not supposed to win, and they just keep on rolling. However, A&M, under Mike Elko, is unbeaten and seemed to be in the right trajectory to win out here. So I'm going to take A&M over the
Gators.
There
you go. Possibly the best team in the country. What do you think about that, Sal?
I think that might be a reach. but I think, John, it's certainly an argument that you can make.
So okay. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Sully just made up his own word. Did you hear that? Trajectory.
No. Projection. Well, it's like
projection and trajectory.
Yeah, I like it. Projection. I actually,
absolutely, trajectory.
Strangely enough, I understood it.
Well, I mean, I once subbed in an English class, and I pronounced hyperbole hyperbole. So, well, that's the way it's spelled.
Oh my god!
All right, moving on. Missouri and Alabama. I believe this is you, John.
Alabama. Got to go because they're Alabama.
Yeah, well, Missouri's 5-0.
All right.
And they're at home, and I'm with you, John. I don't think that matters. I think Alabama, who is playing at a really solid level and arguably are the best team, in the SEC, and I would say if they played A&M, they'd probably be favored in that game right now. But nonetheless, I'm with you, John. Alabama gets Missouri.
All right. Okay. All right.
All righty. Here we go. And moving on to the second to the last game in the Sully's 10-game challenge. We've got Oregon and Indiana. Actually, John, I think this is supposed to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah. I screwed that up, John.
What's that? Oregon?
You're up first.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go Oregon.
Yeah, and John, I'm with you. I think Oregon, that place is
it Oregon or Oregon?
I had a guy call up one time because I was saying Oregon. He said it's Oregon, like gun.
Gun.
And I said, well, I say gone because your backs are so fast and they're usually gone if they break the line. He didn't buy that, though. It's Oregon.
I like that explanation.
Are you using a knife or an organ?
Yeah. I'm not sure what I'm using, but I am taking Oregon.
Oregon.
In the final game of our 10-game challenge here is Texas-Oklahoma. This is a good game.
Yeah, this is I think from a national perspective, this is the game of the day.
Yeah.
And they used to play this all the time at 11 o'clock. Now they moved it back to 2:30. It's an absolute necessity for Texas. They cannot lose this game. They'll go to 3. They're out of the playoffs if they lose this.
Yeah.
That said, we're not sure about John Mateer, their quarterback from Oklahoma, who is really, right now, his, whatever that word is, trajectory or projection.
Hyperbole.
Yeah, that too. Thanks, John. You go over there and stand in the corner, John.
Sorry.
I'm going to go.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, we will.
We'll talk about that
tomorrow.
I'm going to say that Mateer plays, and I like Oklahoma with Texas back against it. I still like Oklahoma.
Yep, I like them too.
Awesome.
Yep.
All righty.
There we have it.
And the 10-game challenge.
Well, John, we got to have the games play because
I got to know what I'm up against here.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hear a little bit more about, now that I'm in the right place, let's hear a little bit more about Sun Printing.
There you go, Joe.
All right. Well, we do actually have an offer right now that we are putting out there for first-time jobs only. We're offering, and the minimum order has to be $2,500, but we are offering $500 off the client's first print job at any of our locations.
Nice. So do they have to spend $2,500 and then it goes down to $2,000 or is it $3,000 down to $2,500?
The minimum order is $2,500.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So
perfect.
Another deal that we got going on right now.
Awesome.
So,
John, thank you for your time. Absolutely. Always great to have you on.
It was very fun.
Yeah,
you're welcome
to stay for the rest of the show. This is Sully's College Football Page on FM 98.9, 12:30 a.m. We'll catch you here in a couple minutes.
Where did the good old days go? From going to the old A&W drive-in to cruising the strip in town, all things change. Some things stay consistent. For almost 75 years, Redant Insurance in Rib Mountain has been providing quality service to its customers. One of the oldest agencies in the area. Your family and neighbors come here. Now it's your turn. Call 715-845-9204. Click RedantInsurance.com or stop by 227501 Rib Mountain Drive. Redant Insurance Agency, our family helping yours.
Tommy's Express Car Wash at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston has the tools and experience to keep your car clean inside and out. Our wash packages let you pay for the services you want, including Tommy Garden Body Wax, wheel cleaning and tire gloss, an underbody flush and spot-free rinse. Give your vehicle the cleaning it deserves at Tommy's Express at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston.
Kemp Service Center was established in 1951 and to this day is still family owned. That's 70 years of serving the Wausau area with the best in auto and truck repair. Kemp Certified Mechanics service all makes and models, including imports. Don't wait to the last minute to get your oil changed. Kemp's can get the job done in no time. Kemp Service Center is open Monday through Saturday at the corner of North 6th Street and East Wausau Avenue in Wausau.
You don't have to choose between personal, hometown service, and the latest banking technology. Brokaw Credit Union has it all. Whether you're looking to finance your first home, grow your savings, or get a new set of wheels, we're here to help. Check us out at BrokawCU.com. It's hard to find great Italian food in Wausau unless you're familiar with Carmelo's Italian Restaurant. Established in 1986 by the Oliva family, three generations still strive to provide a family atmosphere and fine dining experience. Carmelo's is proud to serve authentic Italian made with fresh ingredients. Their recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Reservations are recommended Tuesdays through Sundays, and they are closed on Mondays. Carmelo's Italian Restaurant, located at the base of Granite Peak on North Mountain Road, Wausau. Check them out at carmelositalian.com.
Welcome back to Sully's College Football Page. I'm Joe Nino, sitting in for Chad Holmes. Across from me is Sully, the prophet of college football. This segment, we're going to be going through the top 20 of the FCS. Or no, my mistake. Of the G5. So here we go.
You know, that's interesting you say that, Joe, because G5 and P4 are not NCAA language. They wouldn't even know. They would say the football championship subdivision would be the 63 scholarship teams or less.
Yes.
Where the FBS, the football bowl subdivision, would be the language the NCAA would use. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, you know, when people get confused on that, they should be, because it's hard to follow.
Yes, absolutely. So we got those. The bottom five there are Delaware, Kennesaw State, Connecticut, Toledo, Ohio, or Utah State.
Yeah, you know, and all good teams. I'm going to mention things because we're going to be moving here. Utah State is an interesting program because Utah, when they went to the Pac-12 for about 5-6 years that they initially entered, they were a very good Mountain West team playing in the Pac-12, which didn't cut it.
Right.
So what Whittingham did was he started recruiting California, Texas, Arizona. And as a result, the kids, Utah, which are people I'm here, I'm sure do not know, Utah is very good high school football.
Right.
Those kids wanted to stay home. You know, they got the strong religious commitment through the Mormon faith. And they wanted to stay in Utah so their parents and relatives could see. So they all started going to Utah State.
Right.
And Utah State immediately got better in the Mountain West.
All right.
Just one other thing quick, Joe. Connecticut, Jim Mora, you remember his dad was going crazy about
playoffs.
You know, he's done very good work there. And last year they won 9 games and they're off to a decent start this year.
Awesome. Next five there, we got Hawaii, East Carolina, Western Kentucky, James Madison, and Boise State. A little tidbit for you here. My buddy that I'm going to the Badger games tonight with is lives in Boise, and he's a big Boise State fan.
Well, you know.
Second to the Badgers, though, by the way.
And we just saw them last week play against Notre Dame and represented themselves pretty well.
Yes.
You know, the Irish had opportunities, but they kept them out. You know, yeah. Defensively, they made plays. So one of the best programs in the Group of Five, no question about it. James Madison out of the Sun Belt, another very good team. Located in Virginia and Western Kentucky, has always been a very good team in Conference USA.
Absolutely. Moving on to the next five, we've got Fresno State, Louisiana Tech, San Diego State, Old Dominion.
Yeah, you know, Fresno State lost their game last night, so they had a tough battle last night, didn't get it done. Tulane could end up winning the American. And, you know, Joe, we were looking at the rankings. They are one of the best conferences and arguably the best conference. And they always like to say that should be the Power Five.
Right.
And it should be the American.
Right. Moving on to our top five. We've got Navy, UNLV, North Texas. Actually, was that game played last night?
It was.
Yes.
Yeah.
North Texas. And then South Florida. And Memphis.
Yeah, you know, Joe, and Memphis has got a bye. Yeah, okay. Who right now, I think most people would say it's going to come down to them and South Florida, who represents, you know, the Group of Five in the college football playoff. And last night, as you correctly identified, North Texas played South Alabama. And at one point, there were 6 touchdowns and 6 turnovers. I mean, they were turning the ball over as readily as they were scoring.
Right.
The game, you know, North Texas just couldn't go toe-to-toe with South Florida. You know, they've beaten Florida this year. They had hammered Boise earlier in the year. Their only loss is to Miami. Right. So South Florida, too many weapons, and they got it done against North Texas.
Yeah, that was a good game. You know, a lot of back and forth in that game there, too, so... Anyway,
yeah, you know,
was a short segment, but we had a lot of fun with John in Sun Printing there.
Well, you know, we always like to take time to make sure we're representing for our sponsors, because without them, the things that we like to talk about, community involvement from the show, it goes directly back to them, you know, because we're not here without them.
Absolutely. I'm Joe Nino sitting in for Chad Holmes on Sully's College Football page. 98.9 FM and 1230 AM.
You know, and Joe, before we go, I just want to mention, Navy is 5-0.
Okay.
That's an American team. UNLV is a Mountain West team. They're 5-0, and they are the only team that's not in the American that's in the top five.
Oh, wow.
North Texas went into this weekend at 5-0. They ran into a buzzsaw last night in South Florida, so they are now 5-1.
Right.
South Florida, which won that game, I like to say they dyslexied them. They beat them 63-36.
Gotcha.
And then Memphis, who may arguably be the best team in that league, and, you know, I should mention Florida or South Florida lost to Miami, so they're 5-1.
Right.
And then Memphis is 6-0. And like we said, they're on a collision course. And I can't say for positive, but I'm pretty sure they don't play. And so what will happen is, if things go according to Hoyle, South Florida and Memphis are going to meet in the American Championship game, which will be great for the league.
Absolutely. Again, I'm going to be a little redundant here. This is 98.9 FM, Sully's College Football page. On your AM dial, it's 1230. We'll see you back here in a couple minutes.
The Mint Cafe, serving old-fashioned American comfort food in a cozy atmosphere. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, your choice is the Mint Cafe. Call ahead for carryouts, deliveries to downtown Wausau, and catering is also available. Check them out at mintcafewausau.com.
Looking for a part for your vehicle? Look to Hilltop Auto Wrecking in Wausau. Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find just about any part you need for your car, truck, or SUV. They have a great selection of auto glass and tires with lots of sizes ready to go. Hilltop Auto Wrecking is always looking to buy vehicles, so if you're stuck with an older junker, they can haul it away for cash. Hilltop Auto Wrecking, family owned and operated for over 40 years at 237-934 Del Rio Road, formerly 6806 North 33rd Street, Wausau. Call 715-675-3258.
Are you looking to furnish a new home, apartment, or cabin? Are you looking for quality clothing at a reasonable price? Well, if you are, be sure to stop at St. Vincent de Paul at 131 West Thomas Street in Wausau. Make them your first stop, your one-stop shop for furniture, clothing, accessories, home products, and much more. And remember, St. Vincent de Paul in Wausau is more than just a thrift store. It's a local ministry meeting the needs of our community. Your purchases benefit those in need right here at home. So shop St. Vincent de Paul at 131 West Thomas Street in Wausau, where your purchases benefit your neighbors.
Since 1997, Mountain Bay Auto Care has been serving central Wisconsin with top quality and affordable car repair and service. With ASC certified mechanics, stop by 5702 Stella Avenue in Schofield or call 715-355-8646.
The warmth of your home is about making memories with family and friends and enjoying life celebrations. At Menzner Hardwoods of Marathon, they understand the importance of bringing warmth to a place you call home. For over a century, their fifth-generation family business has been creating beautiful woodwork for the home and office, just as they have for over 130 years. Menzner Hardwoods looks forward to providing you with elegant wood products to enhance the beauty of your home or office. Visit them at MenznerHardwoods.com. Menzner Hardwoods, timeless beauty for your home or office.
The Eat Fresh, Refresh doesn't stop at your local Wausau Subways. When the urge hits, make sure to stop by any of the four Wausau Subway locations at 1609 Merrill Avenue, 330 East Bridge Street, 1819 West Stewart Avenue, and 4300 Rib Mountain Drive in Walmart. Catering, remote ordering, curbside pickup, and Subway delivery all available. And make sure to use the Subway app when you need Subway. Subway with four Wausau locations.
Buck's Golf Shop, for all of your golfing needs. Located at 903 Grand Avenue, Suite C8, Rothschild, Wisconsin, 54474, in the Bushka & Bushka Insurance Building on the east side. Specializing in Badger, Bucks, Brewer, and Packer golf-related items. Green Tag sale is 30% off the retail price. Call 715-581-2646 or email wellsgolf@pcpros.net.
At People's State Bank, we think checking accounts are like SUVs. That's why we offer more features to fuel your lifestyle. The best part? You can open an account without leaving your driveway. Just visit bankpeoples.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Sully's College Football Page. I'm Joe Nino, sitting in for Chad Holmes. Sully was across from me, but oh, there he is. He's back. Alrighty, we're back here to do the top 25 in all of football.
And I gotta mention, Joe, these are ours. We do not pay the slightest bit of attention to what the AP does or what the old UPI or ESPN.
You're not cutting and pasting.
No, we don't. We do our own, because the reality is none of these matter, Joe, until the committee meets, which will be early November, late October. They'll start to, then those are the rankings that you're building towards the scenario towards the playoffs.
I'm not sure a lot of people are aware of that. I think they think the rankings right now are relevant.
No, they're
not.
That's why we do our own.
Yep.
And, you know, we look at, because there's confusion on this, Joe.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, some people treat it as a what I would call a power rating, mm-hmm. which is different than a win-loss rank.
Right.
And, you know, like right now, we don't have Notre Dame ranked. They're 3-2. Mm-hmm. We don't have Penn State ranked. They're 3-2. So you could argue, well, why did you rank Texas? Well, because Texas played Ohio State close.
Yes.
And they have won until that game with Florida. And we all know how talented Florida is. And people say, one last thought here, people say Wisconsin has the best schedule in the conference, in the country. I don't believe that. I think it's Florida.
The best schedule?
Meaning the most difficult schedule.
Yes.
Yeah, when you say best quality.
Yes.
I mean, if you look at Florida's, as good as Wisconsin is, and Wisconsin's top three,
right.
No doubt about it, But I'll tell you, that Florida schedule is really murderous.
Well, and I think when you took a precursor and you looked at the schedule before the season, I mean, a couple of teams that the Badgers have played now are surprising. I mean, I don't think anyone expected Maryland to be as good as they are.
Hey, Maryland had Washington down, who we now are singing their praises. They had them down 20 to nothing.
Yeah.
And then Washington, in increments, a three, then a touchdown, then another stop, and then another. And they just kept coming, you know. And so, all those teams, Maryland is a good club. Because, you know, Washington now is 6-1, or I believe 6-1 with their win last night. So, it's a great schedule. But I don't think it's any more challenging or as challenging as Florida's.
Right. Well, getting into the first game here, the 25th ranking team, TCU, they're at Kansas State. This should be pretty much a walk for TCU.
Yeah, and a desperate game for Kansas State. Yeah. You know, they started the season in Dublin, Ireland against Iowa, and Iowa State, a great game. They fell short there. And then they just kept struggling, you know, and their losses are a little bit reminiscent of what SC, for the most part, had a year ago. Right. Close, but no cigar here.
Right. Moving on to 24, Iowa State at Colorado. Colorado is kind of on a backwards couple steps back at this point.
Yeah, you know, and you're pulling for Deion this year. He's fighting that cancer. He's lost, you know, Travis Hunter and his son, you know, Shadar. Yeah. And so Colorado is fun to watch because they're about star power.
Yes.
You know, they haven't, you know, kind of coalesced into a unit yet. But, man, they are fun to watch.
And that production is like, it's like going from a high school musical to a professional musical when you watch a Colorado game now, where before it was the other way around.
Well, before there was nobody watching, Joe.
No. Yeah, now you can't get a ticket.
That's right.
Yeah, moving on to Cincinnati at Central Florida.
Yeah, and how about the way Cincinnati announced themselves with that win over Iowa State? Great win for them. Their only loss this year is 2017 in the season opener against Nebraska. And Central Florida, that's Scott Frost. He's back there. You know, he was at Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And I'm hopeful that he has learned some lessons along the way.
Right.
Because some of the things that he said when he got in the Big Ten, like they lost a game in the Northwestern, he said, you know, that's terrible. Well, give Northwestern credit.
Right.
And then he said, so I guess we'll get our next win at Purdue. And I thought, this guy really needs to step back and listen to himself. He seems to have learned that lesson, and I think his time in Nebraska was,
you know, that kind of attitude is just like the one Matt Hasselbeck had in the Packers when they went to overtime and Hasselbeck, Seattle, won the coin toss. And he said, we want the ball and we're going to win. Very first play, he throws an interception for a pick six and loses the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's. Don't tell me what you're going to do. Show me what you've done.
Yeah, well, and the pudding is the proof, right?
Yeah, so here we go. 22, Arizona. They have a bye this week.
Yeah.
Arizona State, I should say.
Yeah, Kenny Dillingham. You know, a year ago when he went to Arizona State, everybody was saying it was Arizona. You know, that when Jonathan Smith left, that they were really the one that's going to make some noise. No, it was Kenny Dillingham's team. And we all know that non-call in the Texas game could have changed that.
Yes.
And I believe that game was 2 overtime before Texas emerged.
Absolutely. Moving on to BYU, Arizona.
Yeah, you know, BYU, that's Kelani Satake, who's doing another.
How do you keep these names all of these, Sully? Is that why you walk with a limp? Because your brain is a little heavier on one side?
I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but I seem to be able to remember some of these.
Anyway, back to football.
Yeah, you know, they're unbeaten.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I always like that team, although I'm still going to, any chance I get, I still complain that Ty Detmer in 1990 won the Heisman when it should have been Rocket Ishmael. There is one of the great sins of college football.
Yes. And you know what? BYU was up and coming already last year. So, and now we're moving on to the 20th ranked team, which is Texas, and they're up against OU.
Oh, this is the day's, if nothing else, it's the day's most interesting game. And, you know, I think everybody, when they tune in, should look to see if Johnny Mathier is playing. If he's playing, man, it's going to be difficult for Texas.
Yep. 19th ranked team is USC.
Yeah, we talked about them. You know, I like them in this game. But this is, I mean, the fight songs are two of the best in all of college football. You know, you got a bad tail, tough defense against, let's spread them out and beat them up and down the field, you know, with SC.
Something's got to give there.
Yeah, exactly right. So another great game today for people to tune into.
Yeah, moving up to 18th, I believe we're at now. Did I miss one?
No, that's Michigan.
Michigan. Back-to-back there. They're playing each other.
So they can, 18th. They can leapfrog. Yep.
Yes, absolutely. So what do you got to say there?
Michigan, and, you know, same thing. I will say this about Michigan. I probably watched the other part of 120 games in college. I do not watch pro football. So people ask me about...
Right.
I watched Godzilla destroy Tokyo on Sunday
because
I'm done with football.
Alrighty.
But, you know, Michigan, in my opinion, is the best tackling team I have seen. So watch them in space against where SC is going to try and force the game.
Yep. And then we move on to the 17th ranked team in Illinois.
Yeah, well, you know, Bielema.
We've already talked about this.
You know, we need to talk about Bielema, and we got to get him to a dietitian because I think he ate too much jambalaya when he was there.
And he carries it weird.
Yeah, you know, he's got to be careful. He's
absolutely.
Heavy.
After that, we're moving up to the 16th ranked team, which is Virginia.
Yeah,
you know. 5-1, surprisingly, this year.
Yeah, you know, and that's Tony Elliott. Tony Elliott was one of Dabo's assistants, you know. Venables and Tony Elliott, which now a lot of the Clemson fans think, oh, it was those guys, you know. And true, that it was the combination of the three of them.
Absolutely. 15th ranked team is Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
They've been an omnipresent for a while, the last 5-10 years. So.
Yeah, you know, and the last year they won 9 games.
Yeah.
And that's Clark Lea. He was one of Kelly's assistants, his defensive coordinator there. I got to tell you, though, normally I would have cheered for them against Alabama because the underdog and stuff. Mm-hmm. But when Diego Pavier, their quarterback, was practicing taking a knee on, you know, for the camera, saying, here's what the end of the Bama game is going to look like. And he was, I think Bama decided that the defense players decided you will genuflect and you will genuflect at the Alabama altar, Jack.
Yes.
So that was a little much, you know, I thought.
And you know, and any time, I'll tell you something, I've been around a lot of great, you know, coaches, Coach Scheffenhagen and military great leaders. Oh, yeah. They look for that stuff to put on bulletin boards.
Yeah.
You know, don't disrespect us when we haven't even played yet. And when you go out there and you do stuff like that, you're putting your team at a deficit before you even step on the field, in my opinion.
And, you know, and I'm 100% with you. I think to understand it, you got to understand that the SEC is not very kind to Vanderbilt. They say they don't belong.
Yep.
They say disparaging things about them. If you want to talk about academics, Vanderbilt is in a different league than other than Florida and maybe the Texas schools. But anyway, Vandy.
Moving on to Georgia Tech at 14 and Texas Tech at 13.
Yeah, you know, I think Georgia Tech, that's Brennan Key, who has done great work there. They're unbeaten. They've got Haynes King, who is one of the most entertaining quarterbacks in the country. So if you tune into this game, you watch their quarterback play.
Yep, and Texas Tech.
Yeah, you know, we talked about them. They are the best team in the Big 12. Their roster is outstanding. And, yes, they have taken NIL money.
Yeah.
And, you know, the NCAA likes Texas Tech oil money.
Right.
They do not like UNLV gambling money.
That's a good point. Then we move up to us LSU at 12.
Yeah, well, you know, Brian Kelly, he is always doing something. You know, the guy has some personality flaws or something. And
He has yips or a glitch every once in a while where I don't even think he knows what's going to come out of his mouth.
Well, you know, he broke into that southern accent. I don't know where that came from. In 2016, when Notre Dame struggled big time, I mean, that guy literally blamed everybody, including the bus driver. I mean, it was anybody but him. And so sometimes my point, Joe, is he is really a very, very good coach, a great coach, but it gets skewed because of some of the things that he says and does.
Right. So that's it for that half, the top 14 or 15 or the bottom 15 of the top 25. Joe Nino sitting in for Chad Holmes on Sully's College Football page, 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
There you have it.
Crab River Golf Course in Wausau is a unique 18-hole public course. The relaxed atmosphere and breathtaking Northwood scenery is sure to make your golfing day a satisfying experience. For membership information and tee times, call Crab River Golf Course at 715-675-3044.
France Propane at 1153 Foundry Street in Schofield is a local family-owned complete service company serving central Wisconsin for over two generations. France Propane is a value-driven company whose goal every day is to provide excellent service, maintain the highest safety, reliability in customer care, and competitive pricing. France Propane, service first, safety always. Check out France Propane at francepropane.com.
For over 30 years, Webco has worked with corporations, schools, organizations on their apparel and promotional needs. Webco can handle small quantities to orders in the thousands with a fast turnaround. Webco of Wausau, 1405 West Thomas Street.
It's almost Halloween, and Wausau Dance Theater's Thriller, a dance spooktacular, is back to thrill audiences once again. Join us Saturday, October 18th at 1:30 and 7 p.m. at the UWSP at Wausau James F. Venega Theater. Come see ghosts, mummies, vampires, and more. Bring the whole family, wear your costumes, and get ready for a frightfully fun performance that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Tickets and info at the Central Wisconsin School of Ballet. Call 715-842-3606 today.
North End Pub, cold beer, clever conversation, all stories cross-referenced for validity. If you're looking for a nice spot to hang with friends, North End Pub will do the trick. Stop in for thirst relief today. North End Pub, North 3rd Avenue, Wausau.
Big Fat Designs can give your company the cutting-edge look it needs to attract customers and stand out from the rest. From websites and print designs to logos and letterheads, Big Fat Designs is your effective and affordable marketing solution. E-commerce, online customer database, video and audio players, Big Fat Designs does it all. And the best part, you deal with someone locally to talk with, to meet with, working hands-on towards your success. Big Fat Designs in Wausau. Find out more online at BigFatDesigns.com.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools, where education is embraced by the Christian faith and students are held to a high standard of academic excellence. Schedule a tour and learn what it means to be a Newman Catholic Cardinal. Visit NewmanCatholicSchools.com to learn more.
Fight, 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 fight to get up in the morning and tune in Sully's College Football page here on 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio. Across from me, the Pope of college football.
You know, Joe, you keep getting more outrageous with these comments.
Pretty soon you're going to be president of the United States.
Oh, well, that job might be a little past mine.
Alrighty, moving on to the top 11.
There you go.
Top 11, we got Tennessee at 11.
Yeah, you know, and it's hard to, you know, when you're talking Tennessee with Nico Iamaleava, they're, that's a great name.
What did you put on for lotion today?
Iamaleava. It's like six syllables. Anyway, you know, there was so much speculation. And then he had a disastrous start at UC. And then out of nowhere, you know, he has that game a week ago. And, you know, it was just Penn State. It was just horrible for them. You know, you saw the kids leaving the field and you felt badly for them. So it'll be interesting to see what he does this week, you know, in another vein. But how about Joey Aguilar? The guy who took over for him at Tennessee is having a great season. And, Joe, they missed a field goal, like a 42-yarder to beat Georgia.
Yeah.
And then the game went to overtime. The guy makes the field goal in overtime, but then Georgia scores.
Yep.
So they are an eyelash from being unbeaten. And this Tennessee team is good on both sides of the ball and very good in special teams.
And that's the perfect example there of losing early could really benefit them.
Oh, yeah. Tennessee is really, I mean, that SEC race. You know, there are so many teams that are, and if Texas loses today, you can bet they're going to play spoiler role because they're going to beat teams down the stretch. Yeah.
At number 10, we've got Georgia. They beat Kentucky last time.
Yeah, you know, and very good team. The thing that we always talk about on the radio, Joe, and you and I haven't discussed this, but if I told you that in the last 11 times that Georgia and Alabama have played, if I said to you Alabama's won 10, you would be shocked.
Yes.
That sounds like Ohio State playing Purdue. You know, here you've got this high-powered Kirby Smart, outstanding and deep football team, and they beat him only once in the national championship game.
They're up against Auburn this time, not Alabama.
And how about that?
Yes.
You know, Georgia-Auburn is the oldest rivalry other than the Minnesota-Wisconsin. Yeah. And then there's some dispute with
North. Do they play for a pig or something? No, what's the statue there?
The SEC.
Iron something. It's iron something. No, that's the Iron Bowl.
That's the Iron Bowl. The SEC doesn't play a lot of trophy games. The Big Ten is the master of that. They're always playing for something like that.
Awesome.
But Georgia, yes.
Yep. Moving up to number 9, Indiana up at Oregon. We've kind of showcased this a few times already.
Yeah, so we can just mention that Indiana's up against it. But the simulator likes them.
Yes. Don't forget about the simulator. Missouri at home against Alabama.
Yeah, Missouri. Yeah, that's written wrong. It's written the number. Okay, I get it. Yeah, the game is at Missouri. You know, Eli Drinkwitz is the coach there. And I'll tell you, that guy has done as good a job and maybe the best job of anybody who's rarely talked about. He's doing great work
there. You know, and Missouri used to be, you know, decades ago, they had a great program. They fell on some difficult times for a period, and they've, you know, been oscillating with the stock market as of the last 10 years, and now it seems they got it going again.
They won the SEC. People said that's the wrong league to go in, and, you know, a lot of the people in the Big Ten, you know, the academic guys, which kind of excludes you and I, but
well,
nonetheless,
speak for yourself, Sully.
Yeah, sorry. they wanted Missouri. They did not want Nebraska. Nebraska had gotten the boot from the AAU because they were counting research dollars was not within the framework of how to count them.
Right.
Missouri is a very solid research school.
Yes.
And so many of the Big Ten professors and those who deal wanted this school.
Yes.
And thought it was a bad fit. Hey, they went in and won the SEC twice.
Right. So. Absolutely. Next up at number 7 is Alabama, 4-1.
Yeah, you know, their demise is greatly exaggerated.
Yes.
You know, they are playing, you know, and it's like Callan DeBoer has said, okay, this is a come together time. You know, we got to decide who we are now, not Bama. You know, UCLA went through the same thing when Johnny Wooden left. You know, it was like, how do we, you know.
We're not the coach of the team. We're Alabama.
Yeah.
Whether Saban is here or not, we're still the same team.
Yeah, we got
it. And you have to get over that.
Yeah,
you know,
and they.
And they're doing well.
They are, you know, so we'll see what happens. We've got a long way to go, but nonetheless, they look good.
Yep. Up at number 6 is Texas A&M. We kind of talked about this game a little bit too. They're 5-0.
Yeah, you know, when you're talking about Mike Elko, that's another Kelly assistant. And my son, you know, Michael's all over. He knows, you know, how many times the wide receivers use the shower. You know, he knows everything about him. Anyway, he used to always say that Clark Leah, the guy who's at Vandy, is a better coach than Mike Elko, because you know Michael's on all the boards.
Right.
He said, but Elko is a better recruiter.
Oh.
And, you know, so in the end.
And that
you know,
is what, you know this as well as I do. A head coach is all about his recruiting and how he can get people to come to his university. More than anything, that's a talent, a head coach in big time football has
now
to
you
have.
Sound like Bob Davey, the old coach at Notre Dame. He used to say it's always more about the Jimmys and Joes than the X's and O's.
Right.
And he was right.
Absolutely. Moving on to number 5, Oklahoma.
Yeah, well, you know, Johnny Mattier, if he gets healthy and has a good, you know, comes out and plays well today, he is right now the leader in the clubhouse or on his way to the clubhouse to win the Heisman. This kid is playing at a very high level.
That's awesome. All righty. Up at number four, we've got Ole Miss.
Yeah. You know, Kiffin is like Peck's bad boy. Every time I see that guy,
he's got like a resume that has to have like 20 universities on it now as a head coach.
I mean, SC fired him on the tarmac. Yeah, yep. He had all those battles with the kid, the owner from Oakland. I can't think of his name.
Davey.
Yeah, Davis. So Tennessee was a fiasco. He leaves after 1 year, and they'll never forgive him.
Right.
Because they spiraled after that trying to get the right coach.
Yep.
But anyway, a guy is a outstanding play caller. A little more maturity from him and how he handled would be helpful.
Right.
But nonetheless, man, they look really good.
Yes, and they do.
They're another team in the SEC that could find a way to the playoffs.
Yes, absolutely. Moving up to number three, the top three, Ohio State, 5-0 going up against Illinois.
Yeah, and then that name that kind of creates fear, Jeremiah Smith, you know, that guy. You know, he is the best receiver I have seen in a long while. He's got great speed. He tracks the ball. He sees the ball into the hands. You know, you always say you miss passes because you take your eye off the ball. Not him. He sees it.
And he's got great adjustment while the ball is in the air, you know.
He elevates. Yep. He's strong. He catches the ball and
crosses. The high point.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, the guy is outstanding. And I think, you know, what saying is you can throw the ball up to that kid.
Yes.
And then they've got good help around him.
Yep.
And then Juggins, who transferred, the kid we mentioned earlier, like his name is escaping me.
Yep.
He's like fourth in the country in running the ball. So, I mean, they can create all kinds of problems.
Absolutely. Moving up to number two, which I think, if you look back a couple of years, you wouldn't see Miami up around here anywhere.
Yeah, you know, Mario Cristobal has had his struggles there. You know, and that opening game, you know, when Carson Beck came out and they got it done against Notre Dame, you know, and the way they got it done, they jumped out 21-7, and then Notre Dame came back and tied it, and then they had the wherewithal to go down the field and scored that game-winning field goal, really spoke volumes to the adjustments they have made and who they are. And great bookends. They can pressure the quarterback and, you know.
Well, and you know, the old adage is, you know, anybody can do it when things are going well.
Right.
How do you respond when the chips are down? And that separates teams. I mean, quite honestly, if you look across the board, that separates the really good teams from the excellent teams.
Joe, I couldn't agree more. And people talk about tough mental toughness. I think that's what it is. When things
absolutely
go wrong, who steps up? Do you roll your eyeballs inward, look for, or do you grow fingers and assign blame?
Right.
And Miami right now is just getting after it and playing as a unit.
Absolutely. Number one for this week, number seven is Oregon.
All right. And I got to tell you, Joe, when they went into Penn State, Penn State's got the whiteout. Penn State has been waiting for this game. Their non-conference schedule was three group of five teams, not real challenging. They have the greatest, two great runners.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback Drew Aller gets criticized, and he has struggled at critical times. But nonetheless, you're thinking they're going to get this done and get it done right. You know, and you thought Penn State is going to be really – they went in there and just took care of them, you know. And then when Penn State came back, a little bit like what Miami did, Oregon just found a way.
Yep.
And so that the strength of that win. But now it's questionable because what happened to UCLA?
Yes, absolutely. Well, that wraps up week seven of Sully's College Football Page. Sully, thank you for coming in. Let me sit in for Chad Holmes. Pleasure as always. I'll see you in a couple weeks. And if Chad ever gets sick or anything,
we know we got your number.
You've got my number.
Thank you for stepping up.
Absolutely. This is Sully's College Football Page, 98.9 FM, 12:30 AM every Sunday morning through the college championship. Enjoy it. pass it along, tell your friends, wake up mom and dad, get them all on board.
Enjoy the games.
Yes.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at bullfallsradio.com.
Determine the legitimacy of this decades-old law. When we come back next week, I'll tell you about the oral argument there in Louisiana, Calais, and other things in the life of our nation, rule of law, delivery of justice, and government. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. There's a probe going on in Leland, Mississippi after an early morning shooting left at least four people dead and 12 hurt. It happened at Leland High School's homecoming game. CBS News producer Jarrett Ochacher spoke with the mayor.
They found four bodies in the street. Four people were airlifted to local hospitals, and that is included in the 12 injured. They don't have anybody in custody now, and the investigation is ongoing.
In Tennessee, at least 18 people are now missing or feared dead after a massive blast at a military explosive plant about an hour southwest of Nashville. The ATF's national response team is expected there today. CBS's Nicole Valdez is on the scene.
As first responders desperately searched for survivors, the cause of the explosion remained under investigation.
Trying to figure out and recreate or figure out what actually happened to cause this. Do I